This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Quit It, Chris, everybody. I'm taking everybody in today. Tony pointed to me, so I took it and ran with it. I'm Matt Scraby. That's Gwyn. That's Chris. And we are going to be answering a question that we had from Padres Pen Pals.
What was the question again?
Was it the one about Dave Roberts?
Yes.
You could say things, but when you are using a player's reputation, I think you cross the line.
I mean... I think this is a lot to do about nothing. We said, I told you this was a part of his game plan when it was happening, like live.
And I believed you.
Felt like he was doing the old Phil Jackson, like, look over here.
Don't look at us losing two games to one.
Okay. What did Phil Jackson use? What was the
situation?
He
used the referees a lot of times.
He used the referees mostly.
Okay, that's a fair thing.
It's all fair.
Why is it fair to criticize the judgment and honesty of hardworking officials, Scraby?
Yeah, how about that?
Because that's what we do? That's their job is to be judged?
Okay. Is it? Or is their job to
Phil Jackson basically used to look at Jake O'Donnell and say you're a liar.
You're cheating.
And then he would look at Mendy Rudolph or whoever the next guy was down the line and say, you're cheating.
Okay, so what
And then he'd say the next guy, you're throwing games.
Okay, so
and you're calling
if,
fouls only because, you know, I mean,
what if he turned
out, okay?
What if he turned and he said, hey, you know what? What if he called a press conference to say, you know, Patrick Ewing was cheating last game and I want to call him out for it. Like, that's the same thing Dave Roberts did. He would never go and say Patrick Ewing was cheating.
It's not the same thing.
Dave Roberts said it was unsettling. He didn't say cheating.
Unsettling.
You know who made this actually bigger?
The news?
No. Ken Rosenthal, to be exact.
That's the guy that I don't like.
That's who made
it. That's the guy who actually used the ruse?
My venom is directed at Ken Rosenthal because he had absolutely no right as a supposedly, middle television reporter to pick that time to write that article.
And now, he didn't even just go at Manny. He added others
into
that as
all
well.
These guys. And you talk about challenging all of their characters. I thought what Ken Rosenthal did, and that's why I was stunned when we got the report that the Padres were just giving a one-game moratorium. I said at the time, they're better than me, because I wouldn't be able to forgive him that quickly.
It turned out they didn't give him that quickly. It was not just a one-game moratorium.
Yeah.
And can I distance myself from the people that are saying that the reason they lost is because Dave Roberts? I don't think that. The reason the Padres lost, again, is because the Padres didn't get the job done.
I think, really, ultimately what happened was Dave created a... And for once, because for a long time, the Padres have been able to kind of hold the us-versus-them type deal. He flipped that on its head by galvanizing his own team. They hadn't pitched that way all season.
I think
they came back and they played with a little bit more, you know.
He might have been able to galvanize him a little bit. And I don't think he really threw Manny under the bus that much, because anybody who watched it knows that Manny didn't really throw the ball at him.
Mike Schilt said,
I don't think Manny's going to miss from 25 feet if he really wants to hit him.
Okay, I'm not trying to make a bigger thing out of it.
You're telling me that some guy in Rhode Island or something who wasn't really paying that close attention listened to what Dave Roberts said and now hates Manny Machado.
What happened was when I started seeing around Twitter the reactions, like Trevor Plouffe, I went to his reaction and he said that he thought it was malicious. And so
he said he thought it was intent. He didn't
That's
say,
the same thing.
No, malicious and intent are two entirely different
You're
things.
Right. he had intent. So all it did was just cause all this conversation around the dirty player Manny Machado and him trying to hit Dave Roberts with baseball.
So be it. So be it. I don't mind. I don't really mind if they think we're dirty. I don't really mind if they think we don't have class. I just want to beat them next time.
That's
and
it.
I think the Padres are going to use all of this stuff there to their advantage next time. And one last thing, if the Dodgers needed to be fired up by Dave Roberts saying that Manny Machado threw a ball at him, shame on the Dodgers for needing that in the first place, frankly.
Yeah. I still think it's ridiculous that that's what we were talking about. But anyway. All right,
I mean, Dave Roberts,
behind.
Look, Dave Roberts now is trying to take credit so that he looks good.
Because everybody was like, what is
this
guy
doing? I turned it
doing?
Around with that commentary.
I was unsettled.
Come on, Dave. Come
All right,
on, Dave.
I'm over it. We'll move on.
Please.
All right, well, are we going to get in some Daily Gambit?
Yes, sir. We are,
let's
man.
Play, or let's
it's time to
play.
Welcome Tony into back into
let's
the Daily
back.
Gambit.
Let's get into some Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I just wanted to start because this kind of got lost in all the Padres hustle and bustle, but our Survivor League that we have right now through ESPN, 8 entries left, guys, and all 8 entries got it right this week. So we're going to have 8 entries next week.
Started with almost 200, and most of us were eliminated the first couple of weeks.
I was eliminated in week 1, Chris.
Yeah, I think I went out in week 2.
3
so
people
right
picked
you.
The Texans over the Patriots, obviously a good pick. 2 people picked the Falcons over the Panthers, 2 Eagles over the Browns, and then 1 Packers over the Cardinals.
All right, so all 8 of you, congrats. The belt is still up for grabs.
The belt is still up for grabs. All right, here's what we did on Friday. It was the Dodgers and the Padres over under a total score or total number of runs at 8. Chris, you were over, I was under.
I was hopeful.
It was way under 2-0. I didn't think it was going to be like that.
Yeah.
The Guardians were -1.5 on the run line over the Tigers.
Actually, it was the other way around.
Oh, it was the Tigers.
Game 5, the Tigers were actually favored because they had Scooble pitching.
Oh, then I lost because you chose the Guards. I chose Detroit, and the Guards, they won 7-3. So you win that bet, Chris.
Right.
Scooble over under 5.5 Ks on Saturday. We both went over. He had 6. Oklahoma, Texas. Texas were 14.5 point favorites here in the Red River rivalry. And Chris chose Oklahoma. I chose Texas. Texas won 34-3.
Yeah, that was a beatdown.
Now, Wyoming was a 1-point favorite over
the
Aztecs.
Hey, here we go. Here's some good news, Tony.
The Aztecs, Chris chose them. I chose Wyoming.
Yeah. Don't even let him out of this room after the show for that.
Aztecs 27, Wyoming 24.
Believe it.
Yeah,
believe it.
Yeah.
Hang nice game,
what,
Danny O'Neill.
I almost was inappropriate right there. I caught myself.
It was almost inappropriate.
I mean, come on. You can't tell me that you would feel completely comfortable taking the Aztecs +1.
Yes, I would. I would,
okay.
Actually.
All right. Next game, Ohio State -3 at Oregon. Now, this game had a crazy finish to it. We both chose Oregon, and we won 32-31. But the... Sean Manai's got 2 guys on, no out, bottom of the 6th. Ohio State quarterback, with like 6 seconds left, took the snap.
Oh, yeah.
With 1 timeout, and all you need to do is slide. He slid, but he slid after the clock had expired and the game was over.
They couldn't kick the field goal.
They couldn't kick the field goal.
You know who's starting to become in my bucket of disliked
head
coaches?
Oh, is it Ryan Day?
No, not Ryan.
Oh, the Oregon guy.
The Oregon guy.
His name is
I don't know what his name
is. He's feeling himself right now.
Yeah, he's pretty proud of himself.
Well, you know what, Coach? You shouldn't have let your team. It came down to Dan Lanning. That's what it is.
Dan Lanning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he won.
He did.
But that was crazy.
He keeps winning, too.
That court ground, he put his hands on his head like, I'm an idiot.
What did I do? He put his hands to his head like Scraby.
Yeah. Like, oh.
I'm an idiot.
All the time. Winnipeg Jets -1.5 on the puck line over the Blackhawks. Jets, Chris and I chose, and we were wrong. The Jets won, but they won 2-1.
Blackhawks took it to overtime.
And the final bet was Liberty and the Lynx in the WNBA Finals. Over under 162.5 points. Chris went under. I went over.
Liberty got even.
Liberty wins 80-66 for 146 points.
It went under, but that series is tied at 1.
Yes,
and
it is.
I think we, you know, if you can't watch baseball, and it is not easy. Tune into that. That's
some high level basketball.
Returns Wednesday night, man. Those kids are playing some great basketball through two games in that WNBA final. Oh my goodness gracious!
It's coming unraveled.
Oh no!
Two walks by Manaea and a double play booted by Iglesias,
who, by the way, is like the most sure-handed infielder in baseball.
Bases loaded, nobody out. 6-1 Mets.
This is
going to
sound very, very lame, but they shouldn't even be there.
They probably just told Iglesias, "You got to kick the ball."
Oh, that's true. That's true. The MLB came to him before the game and said,
"You know, I didn't even think about that. That's exactly what happened." They were. I knew it. I knew when I saw all those MLB heads around there.
Oh yeah, Rob Manfred.
It's like, huh? You guys checking, huh?
Hey, Julio. We're going to need you to kick one so that Corey Seager.
Rob Manfred, he's not on the Dodgers anymore.
Can thrill our fans. All right, here's what we got for tonight. Tony's back in the running. We got baseball. We got the Guards and the Yanks. 7.5 runs tonight, guys, for game one of the ALCS. 7.5, over, under. Tony, you're first since you're back in business here.
7.5.
Over,
we're going to go under.
Under. Boy, these games have been tight. Scraby?
Who's pitching, do we know?
Cobb for the Guardians.
Rodon
for the Yankees.
Over.
Over, he says.
Rodon got off to a good start, and then it kind of went sideways.
Yeah, and then
he was like, woo!
He
let's
definitely
go! After
yes.
he struck out the first
He's
three.
He's puffing his chest out.
And then they proceeded to tax him after that.
That's the Twitter account that says things that precede unfortunate events, and it was like him cheering.
I'm going to go over just because it's a small ballpark. Alex Cobb, 3.5 strikeouts is all he needs tonight. Will he be around long enough for that, Scraby? Over or under 3.5 Ks for the Guardians pitcher.
Yeah, I have no idea if the Yankees strike out a lot, so I'm just going to say under.
Under? It sounds like an under to me. Although it's not very many.
It's not.
Tony?
I'm going to say over.
You're going to go over.
Give
All right.
me four.
Also in New York tonight, actually across the river in New Jersey, it's Monday Night Football. We will carry the game here following our program. Coverage begins at 4:30. Buffalo Bills are favored by 1 point. On the road against the New York Jetropolitans. The Jets, with everything that happened in the last week, does that rile them up to play a good game tonight? Or was it just such a mess that they can't recover from it?
It sounds like there's good vibes with this defensive coordinator taking
over.
I think the Jets are going to rile up. I'll take the Jets plus a point.
So he probably didn't take this job like extremely happy because he was a solid guy, right?
Yeah,
he brought him over.
Yes, but he did something very smart.
Yeah,
he demoted Nathaniel Hackett.
Immediately.
I got to believe the Jets blow them out tonight. 47-3 without Hackett.
That won't be good for Mr. Hackett if they have a great offensive performance.
Yeah, Jeff Overick played 10 years in the NFL for the 49ers.
Tony, who
so
do you like
he was
here?
A solid guy.
Buffalo -1.
Give me the Jets.
Jets also.
I got it. You know, I know everybody's been on Aaron's head here recently, but this is really when he starts to like perform.
We'll see.
People are.
Scraby, what do you think's going to happen tonight?
I'm tempted to take the only actual team that plays in New York with the name New York.
The Bills.
Bills are the only actual team that plays.
Bills. Is that what you're taking?
No, I'm going to take the Jets.
We're all going Jets.
He just wanted to give us some knowledge that we already knew.
He wanted us to think that he's smart.
Well, I think it's ridiculous.
That he knows Buffalo's in the state of New York.
Right. I think it's ridiculous when the San Francisco 49ers are called the San Francisco
49ers. That has nothing to do with New York.
New York Jets are in New Jersey. Mm. Go ahead, Chris.
Aaron Rodgers passing yardage tonight, over under 215 and a half. Tony.
Over.
You just said Rodgers is going to wake up, so he's going over. Scraby.
For Garrett Wilson's sake, I'm going to say over.
Over. Yeah, Rodgers is going to light it up a little bit tonight. Over. Breece Hall rushing 57 and a half yards. Seems like a low number to me. But then again,
yeah, I mean, the way he's been running the ball.
Yeah, Tony, I know he hasn't been doing much for you.
I know he's on Tony's fantasy team, and Tony needs a little something from him tonight. So, Scraby, you're first.
Oh.
57 and a half yards.
You know what? It's going to be over. They're going to force him the ball.
Stupid tandem backs. We got the Jets offense exploding in this game. We got Rodgers over.
We need it too.
We got Breece Hall over. And the Jets haven't gained a yard since week two.
This is all like betting with your heart right here. This is how you lose money, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to go under just to be a contrarian. Tony?
No, we got to go over.
We got to go over. Okay, we got one hockey game. Colorado's off to a lousy start. The Avs are 0-2. They've allowed 14 goals in their first two games. Not good. Tonight they host the Islanders. Despite their slow start, Colorado's favored by 1.5. I'll take Colorado to get on the board with a win. Tony.
Give me the Islanders.
The Isles. Scraby.
I'm going to go with the Islanders as well.
The Islanders. Tommy Edman, two-run single.
Oh, God.
Still no out. One out.
One out. It's getting closer, though. We 6-3.
Maton's about to give up a three-run job.
He was a former Padre, too, right?
He was.
Another former Padre.
He was a baby when he was a Padre.
I was going to say, he's been in the league a long time, then.
Oh, that's a play that's got to be
Pete Alonso
made.
did not make that play at all. It bounced
right off his glove.
It's not an error.
Pete Alonso, I mean, again in the dirt. This dude is always playing in the dirt.
Pete Alonso's not a really
good fielder. I don't know that I've seen him on his feet very rarely.
He's not.
Other than hitting.
Freddie Freeman turns that into a double play. Pete Alonso turns it into a two-run single. So, yeah, 6-3 there. All right, there's our daily gambit, guys.
All right, let's get to break because we are...
There we go.
Okay. We are well beyond our time. However, as... much bad news as there was over the week, we did have some good news. The Aztecs,
baby! Hey, we got something to talk about
on the other side. Here's some traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 323, Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, all of us together today. Not that we wanted to be. Of course, no. This is game two of the NLCS. The Mets just got out of a major jam. Bases loaded, one out. Kike Hernandez hits into the inning-ending double play after a challenge from the Dodgers. But the call stands, and so they go to the seventh inning. The Mets once led 6-0. It's now 6-3. I was all excited to talk. Well, I guess we were going to talk about the Aztecs.
Yes.
Can I mention something real quick?
Sure.
Juan Cabrillo would like a message.
A word with me?
Yes. Juan Cabrillo, 1592 on YouTube. Just
it's not 1592.
97.3 The Fan. That's what the name says.
Well, he's got to change it. The year that he discovered San Diego is 1542.
Oh, Juan.
He's
how
about
did
50
you...
years
Come
late.
Come on, Juan. Come on, Juan. If you're going to be Juan, you got to get it right.
But Juan says, Chris, remember when you and I were fishing off my boat in 1593? It was such a great time.
Caught some swordfish that day, if I recall.
If you want to know why we're doing this, go back to the first segment of the show because
it'll
Chris
all be
reveals.
Explained to you.
Yes.
It'll all be explained to you. All right, Aztecs going to Wyoming. The last time they were there, Tony, prior to Saturday, was 2016. It was the Mountain West Championship game. Josh Allen was quarterback that night for Wyoming. But Rashad Penny and company beat them to win the conference championship 27-24. And Saturday, history repeats. The Aztecs win again, 27-24. Down 7 points in the fourth quarter on the road. I know it's not a very good Wyoming team, but when you're trying to build a program, wins like this are helpful, Tony.
No doubt. And, you know, it was a hard-fought win, and at times the Aztec offense looked like the Aztec offense of old. But I can't remember the last time an offense could find a way to put up clutch touchdowns.
Yeah, they did.
Late in the game.
Yeah. Good job.
By highlighting the mismatch that was on the field.
And it was a freshman quarterback throwing to a freshman receiver.
Not only highlighting it, but taking advantage of it.
Yeah, they did. They threw to the same kid 3 times in a row, once for a touchdown, and Daniel Neal and company won. And again, they, you know, the penalties, one of these days, they're going to clean those up.
I sure hope so.
Because they keep making it difficult on themselves. But
they made it as tough as possible.
You know, the Aztecs have one guy on this team that I wasn't aware of until I watched the game at length Saturday. The defensive end, Trey White, is it?
Yeah.
Leads the nation in sacks and had 2 the other day. So they've got themselves something developing there. And, you know, the future's looking good with a quarterback like this. I mean, he's a freshman. He finally threw his first interception of the season.
It was a tip
ball. It wasn't really his fault.
He doesn't conduct himself like a freshman.
He doesn't.
And
he's a gamer. I like this guy.
It was nice to see, I mean, him have the confidence to, because, you know, the first one, the first throw, he had a wide open. He had an easier throw on the first one.
Right.
The second one was a little bit tougher. And I just thought it was, I think it's, what's the receiver's name? Jordan Napier, I think it is, right?
Yes, Napier. Good call, Tony. I was just actually looking that up because we keep calling him the receiver
yeah.
And we ought to give the guy a name.
I think it's Jordan Napier, I'm not mistaken. Him going up, making those plays, 2 freshmen. I'm just happy they got a victory, right? Back-to-back weeks of wins for the Aztecs.
And both games, they rallied in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And again, they're not.
That fourth quarter part is important because I don't remember an Aztec team, you know, at least in last recent years, being able to do that. They
can
get behind usually. It's like.
Go ahead.
It's
sorry.
A wrap. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say that is also not easy to do in Laramie, where you're not used to playing at 7,000 feet. And you had more energy than they did in the fourth quarter to finish the game. That was a very good sign. The defense held strong after getting the lead. Speaking of the Aztecs, the one thing that gets me through each and every winter, Tony, is Brian Dutcher's basketball team.
Yes, indeed.
And they're getting started here within the next month. Today, the men's preseason college basketball rankings are out. The Aztecs are receiving a couple of votes. But they're not in the preseason top 25. One team that is, however, 6th-ranked Gonzaga. And they will be coming here to Viejas Arena. You guys might all want to circle November 18th on the calendar. That should be quite the game when Gonzaga comes here. The Aztecs will then go to the, what is this, Players Era Festival Tournament.
Must be one of the new tournaments.
One of these. Well, I think it's a tournament that was put together by all these teams so these kids could get some NIL money.
Ah, okay.
Right?
All right.
And so a bunch of good teams are there, and the Aztecs are playing Creighton, Oregon, and Texas A&M in that tournament. Both Creighton and Texas A&M are
Creighton
in the rankings.
Back in there again.
They guys get Creighton.
I feel like we play Creighton every year
now. We
ought
to put Creighton in a conference, for heaven's sake. Put them in the Pac-12.
No
we play
kidding.
Them so much. But good schedule. I don't, you know, you're going to obviously have to replace Jaden Ledee, but I just have faith in Brian Dutcher and these guys to give me another thrilling season. So I'm looking forward to that.
I agree. There's no, at this point, there's really zero reason you have to not trust in Dutch.
That's right. So, all right. So there's our Aztec report for the day. Mets are the 7th. You know, he's pitching for the Dodgers right now, and he's in his 3rd inning of relief.
Mr. Honeywell.
Brent Honeywell. Padre fans will remember him.
He's rocking one of my favorite looks in baseball.
That is?
Turtleneck with the cut-off sleeves.
Are you being facetious?
I'm not.
Turtleneck, really?
Turtleneck. You get, you know, usually a turtleneck comes with long sleeves.
Turtleneck.
You got the turtleneck.
I did not expect this.
With the cutoff sleeves.
What is the weather in Los Angeles today?
It's gotta be 85.
Is it ducked under 70?
The caveat is I like to wear it when it was cold, but not.
I get that.
But not like ice cold, because you know me, I don't do well in cold weather anyway. But if it was cold enough to protect my neck and
you
I could.
Put the turtleneck on.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, I like it.
Gotta say, Tony, there's one word that I think of when the word turtleneck comes up to me, and the word is restrictive.
That's a good. That's
you
a good
don't
point.
Like being restrictive.
No, no, that is that. I can.
And how
feel
about people who like go out of their way to wear a scarf or an ascot around their neck?
Yeah,
are you kidding me with this?
That's next level. I will say this: you already. I think you've already. When you got the baseball uniform, you're already restricted. You know, you just kind of...
Well, at least my neck can normally breathe.
This is true. When I saw him with the turtleneck, I thought it was a weird look, but I didn't realize that Tony loved it so much.
Yeah, man, that's a good look right there.
All right,
don't
still
see
six,
too many with it
anymore. Chris likes to be free swinging, the chat says.
All right. I learned that from Mr. Cabrillo. Change that 1542 if you're going to change your Twitter handle.
I think they're going to have to,
you're gonna have to change
wait
it.
A few days for approval of...
Oh, is that what happens on that?
You can't just change it up like that.
Yeah, you want to get the year right with the year San Diego was discovered. All right, more Gwen and Chris headed your way. Recap of week number 6 in the National Football League. The good, the bad, the ugly. Next. All right, we are coming up on Monday Night Football here. Buffalo, New York Jets. We'll be getting you out to the Meadowlands in about an hour. But a pretty good Sunday afternoon of football. It's a good diversion, considering we didn't have any baseball. Did you watch yesterday, guys? Were you into it?
Yeah.
I couldn't get into it. I still was kind of in the fog.
Yeah,
a little
I know.
Bit.
It's a little weird.
I caught pieces of it.
Well,
it was kind of a boring
Sunday.
I
did see the Cowboys get their butts whipped.
Oh,
was definitely aware of that
did
happening.
Did you see the noodle leg that happened on the field?
Hutchinson?
I feel really bad for Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
I called him noodle
you know,
leg, which
you know I
couldn't
watch it. I had to turn my head.
I've watched it over 100
you
times
can,
maybe.
I watched it in fast motion and you could tell something snapped.
Oh, something did because he immediately...
loves stuff like this. I don't get it.
He immediately went and like, started
so
taking
weird.
Off his gloves, which like I'm not...
He did.
Making fun of him, but I don't know what that response is. But that's a serious.
Don't
response
you think
to something.
You would? Don't you think you would know when you broke your leg?
Oh
like
yeah,
if you're right there.
Oh
so
yeah,
that's it, right? I mean,
yeah.
He
yeah.
definitely knew.
He had surgery today.
Well, I'm glad he's doing okay because that looks.
Well,
pretty
he's
serious.
Okay now, but he's not going to be playing for a while.
No.
All right, let's start in the good category, and this was quite the game: Tampa Bay at New Orleans. If you watched any of the first half, 51 points put up on the board in the first half. Second half, though, was all Buccaneers.
The action fake. Mayfield looks downfield, throws a pass. Caught ball on their left side. Out across the 50 to the 45 is Godwin. He breaks another tackle. Godwin down the sideline, outside the numbers to the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1, touchdown, Tampa Bay.
Gene Deckerhoff's one of the in the business, but he sounded a little...
He didn't sound
great on that one.
He sounded like he was a little unsure.
He was a little unsure. Godwin had a huge game, couple of touchdowns. Mayfield threw for 4. Rookie running back Sean Tucker. Watch everybody pick him up on the waiver wire this
right?
week. 192 yards and 2 scores. Tampa Bay 51, New Orleans 27. The Houston Texans, it might be time to start paying attention. They are 5-1. And they're coming off a great year. Last year, C.J. Stroud continued his strong play and found his new target, the always affable Stephon Diggs.
As C.J. is between the eyes, fakes the give, moves to the end zone, hits Stephon Diggs, touchdown Houston. A bullet to Stephon.
And then Diggs immediately got a 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. That's Diggs for you. Houston beat the Patriots 41-21. I will say this. From the highlights I saw, Drake May looks like he can throw a little bit, though, for the Patriots. It didn't win the game, but Patriots offense came to life a little bit. And begrudgingly for Tony, putting him in the good category, I had to. All of a sudden, Caleb Williams is starting to announce himself.
fakes it right down the middle of the field. Komet's got it at the 10, breaks a tackle to the 5, rumbles into the end zone. An angry run from Cole Komet. Touchdown! Touchdown, Bears!
Caleb Williams, 4 touchdown passes. And you know what I liked a little bit better? He didn't go like running down the field to grab the football this time. He finally looks like he belongs on the field, just playing ball. And he's got the Bears to 4-2. So, good for him.
Yes, indeed.
And I know Tony loves him.
I would like to see him do this against some actual teams.
I knew you were going to say
really?
That. Yeah. All these NFL teams are actual teams. I hate to tell
you.
Are
they? I didn't know the Jaguars counted.
You know the only team that's probably not? They lead off our bad category. The Dallas Cowboys. Oh, my goodness. Detroit goes into Dallas. And it was their worst home loss in 36 years. Dallas turned it over 5 times. And Jerry Jones had to defend his coach again, although I don't know why he keeps defending Mike McCarthy, whose team gives up plays like this.
Jared takes, tosses to Montgomery, flips it back to Amon-Ra. He gives it to Goff, who's going to throw downfield. He's got Laporta, makes the grab. 20, 15, 10, 5,
yes,
end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. How about a little razzle-dazzle in the Lone Star State? 52 yards.
Final score was 47-9. Scraby made a note of the fact that this was scoreigami. First time ever an NFL game finished with a final score of 47-9.
I love it.
Here's the thing that I thought was most embarrassing, Tony, in watching the game or watch what I did of it. Detroit tried at least 3 or 4 different times to throw the ball to an offensive lineman. And I think it was in response to that play that got overturned last year in Dallas.
Oh,
remember that controversy?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Dan Campbell.
The kneecap cannibal.
I mean, he remembered that, and he wanted to stick it to Dallas. And just, like, it was embarrassing them. Dallas was powerless to do anything about it.
They really were. That is embarrassing that you have a bunch of linemen catching passes.
Yeah, they kept trying, too.
Jerry Jones, it was his birthday.
We'll hear from Jerry a little bit later when we get to the ugly part. Also in the bad yesterday, the team that beat your Niners the week before, the Arizona Cardinals, looked a mess here. 3 turnovers, they're fumbling the ball over the field. Jordan Love had his way for Green Bay.
Play action, looking downfield, right side, Tucker, Kraft wide open, left sideline, 40, 30, 25, 20, all the way to the end zone for the touchdown.
Packers got out 24-0, went on to beat the Cardinals 34-13.
So Jordan Love, real deal, huh?
Yeah, and he proved me wrong.
He did too.
I remember at Utah State, I didn't think much of this guy, but the Packers knew what they were doing, and he also got 2 or 3 years of extra coaching from Aaron Rodgers. That helps all these guys. And
Patrick Mahomes, all these cats who are balling like that have had a chance to sit. Even Lamar Jackson sat for the most portion of that season before they handed the reins off to him.
Yeah. Brock Purdy sat for a little bit, but then he ended up going to the NFC Championship in his first year without any...
I remember Brock Purdy's first game. Do you remember who it was against?
The Dolphins.
Yes.
Because your Dolphins broke Jimmy G's leg.
You're still mad about that.
I'm not really, because it found us Brock Purdy.
It's got you Brock Purdy. Yeah. Also in the bad category, well, the Panthers, they kind of just are stuck there. 20th loss in their last 23 games. Meanwhile, Bryce Young just continues to sit there and watch as Andy Dalton tries in vain to keep the Panthers from losing again, this time to the Falcons.
Mooney and McLeod to the left. There goes Kyle in motion. Snap to Cousins. He wants to throw. Quick shot. London. Touchdown, Atlanta. He pivoted against J.C. Horn and boxed him out and caught the rock for the score.
Caught the rock. Atlanta 38, Carolina 20. Into the ugly category. Nothing like a thrilling Sunday night football game to cap off 9 hours of football.
I was so excited to be watching this game.
Scraby couldn't even find a highlight from the Bengals
17-7
win
truth.
over the Giants.
Joe Burrow running for 47 yards is definitely a highlight.
I don't know where that came from. It was the only score of an inept first half. Bengals beat the G-men. Also ugly. I don't know how long Deshaun Watson still plays, but the Cleveland coach, what is it, Stefanski?
Yes, it's Stefanski. Stefanski.
Stefanski, sorry.
He said today,
Deshaun Watson gives us the best chance to win. I don't know what that makes the backup guy feel like.
Who can't feel too good about it.
They clearly at this point are saying, I think what he's really saying is ownership is like, you're playing this guy. I don't care what happens. He's starting all of these games.
Yeah.
Because in today's sports world.
You're right. There's no way a coach in his right mind would keep sending him out there.
There's no way.
Because they keep losing. I don't think they've scored like.
It's not that they're losing. They can't score. Their only points yesterday were on a blocked field goal return.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, they can't complete a pass.
Jameis Winston is the backup. I remember now.
Yeah.
Why did you bring in a guy like Jameis Winston if you're not willing to play?
Because the owner said,
I
already gave this dude guaranteed money. Yeah. He's playing. That's the only thing it could be at this point.
No, it is.
And listen, Deshaun Watson has not played well, not just this season, but all of last season. And they are running him out there despite that. And you know what Stefanski has to worry about, honestly?
Stefanski.
What he has to worry about is losing that locker room. Because once the dudes in the locker room are like, oh, we just going to keep doing the same thing no matter what.
They had to have lost it by now.
You would think. They're still competitive every week, though.
Well, they are because the Eagles really haven't been able to get out of their way either. But they did enough for this touchdown.
Yeah.
Hurts again in the gun. He's back. He's looking. He fires wide open. Smith, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Devontae Smith.
Devonta, the old Heisman Trophy winner. Eagles won it 20-16.
Real quick, did you see Sirianni, the head coach of the Eagles, getting into it with fans?
I didn't see it, but I read about it. He's apologizing all over the place today.
I didn't know he apologized today, but I do know that reporters were very unhappy that he brought his kid with him to the press conference.
Why?
Because then the reporters didn't want to ask the actual questions
that they were going to ask.
Listen, you can't hide behind your kid because you yelled at a bunch of fans.
Dudes bring their kids up there all the time. But that doesn't,
I understand that.
Doesn't mean you don't ask your question, unless it had some profanity in it as you were asking them. Why wouldn't you be able to ask the question?
It's kind of weird to be like, hey,
dog, you gotta ask
Sirianni, why did you yell profanities at those fans in front of his kid?
I'm sure he didn't. The question wasn't, why did you yell profanities? It was, why are you mixing it up? What was said? Like, just because the kid's there doesn't mean these guys don't have to ask their question.
Dave Roberts was probably there somewhere. Chris.
No, I'm just trying to read this story. Sirianni said he was just trying to bring some energy and enthusiasm. And he was sorry and disappointed at himself for screaming at the fan base of Philadelphia there. Last in the ugly category, they were so bad that I had to put the Cowboys in again.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I just... It was so awful to watch at home, too. I mean, just, oh, boy. 47-9. Here's Jerry Jones talking about the coaching change that everybody wants him to make.
Oh, I haven't even considered that. I'm not considering that. Just so you're clear, I'm not considering that.
But you've done it once before.
I wouldn't be a hypothetical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot?
I do right now, Jerry. I hate to say.
What do you think, I'm an idiot?
Jerry's not happy right
now. Critical in that matter. Do you think I'm an idiot?
I think that's a keeper for future use on this show.
I think so, too.
Jerry Jones, not going to make a change. The Cowboys are what? 4-2, 3-3? I mean,
I don't think they're that good, are they?
I think they are. 3-3, maybe. The thing is they're still good enough to win games. And then they go out there and, you know, play like that. And they have another loss this year like that, too, I think. I think that's their second loss.
Was it Baltimore? Somebody went in there.
No, Baltimore was a little closer. I don't know.
It was a drubbing.
Yeah, they got drubbed somewhere else down the road.
Do you think I'm an idiot?
Do you think he's an idiot, Chris?
You know what? I think that's... No, they got drubbed by the Saints at home, 44-19. I don't think Jerry's an idiot. I mean, but he's... let's see. He's lost his fastball. Is that fair to say at this point? Looks like all of this is happening in front of
him. Had his fastball since they ran the three straight off.
Since 1995. Here's the funny thing. The Cowboys are 3-0 on the road, 0-3 at home.
I mean,
they've been clobbered every game.
I'm sorry. It's a move that just will forever go down, especially as long as this year is going and we keep seeing Lamar Jackson hand the ball off to Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is from Dallas, wanted to play for the Cowboys. And you passed.
You think I'm an idiot?
Well, I mean, that one might lead us to thinking you might be, because the one thing that's missing is a running game from the Cowboys. They have
nothing.
And so Dak is forced to throw the ball
when
teams know he's throwing the ball.
I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, I don't think has had... I don't know what he did yesterday.
And the funny thing is that we brought him back. We're saving him. What are you saving him for at this point?
That's a Matt Scraby comment.
We're saving him. You know what you could have had? You could have had Derrick Henry for like $8 million a year.
Can I also say that Derrick Henry on the Ravens is unfair?
It kind of is.
It really is ridiculous. I mean, he's running for 150 yards and 2-3 touchdowns every game.
I mean, like
now.
Untouched, like for 5 yards. And you know what that means. He's running.
I mean, somebody has to try and step in front of him.
Right.
Yeah, the Ravens don't. I know they lost their first two. The first one was.
You know why they lost their first two?
Where the guy touched the end line.
They lost their first two because they didn't know what their identity
was.
They
didn't quite have it.
Now they figured it out.
Yeah, the Ravens look really good. All right, that's our good, bad, and ugly from week 6. Thank you for the highlight. Lights, Mr. Scraby.
You're welcome.
Nice work, Scrape.
We're in the top of the 8th inning. Mets batting, still leading 6-3.
Ben Volen. That's who's this.
Oh yeah,
that's the guy who said it was Bush League. You know what's Bush League? Is you tucking your tail and not asking a question. Unless there was some profanity in there, I don't understand.
Honestly, I don't know
why you
would...
can't ask the question.
Because there's something about a dad and his kid that you just don't mix the business. I guess
you aren't from Philly like I thought you were, Ben.
Oh,
talking to Ben. I'm not talking to you.
Ben's not from Philly. He's actually, I thought he was a Patriots reporter. Maybe he moved to an Eagles reporter, but it's very strange that he's there.
Ask the question, Ben.
I know that none of us, and nor should we, pay any attention to the NBA preseason.
Why not?
But last night, it would have been fun to watch the NBA preseason.
Not?
Did you guys hear this? Dante DiVincenzo?
I saw this.
He's now playing for Minnesota, playing against the Knicks, his former team. Started screaming at Knicks assistant coach Rick Brunson, the dad of Jalen Brunson.
His buddy's dad.
Yes. And he was upset. I think he was talking. So he said he was talking to Thibodeau, the coach.
There was some chirping during the game.
Man,
he was at the free throw line.
Preseason game,
and you could hear the mic picked up him saying,
"Yes,
oh yeah, oh yes." This is what happens when they let you run the team. Talking to Brunson.
Wow.
And as he shot his free throw, and then after the game, there had to be some separation. He seems to be pretty tight. That he got traded from the Knicks.
Didn't like it, but guess who likes DiVincenzo? Anthony Edwards loves him on his team now.
You know he does.
Anthony loves this stuff. I look forward to watching Minnesota play this year.
Yeah, no doubt.
The other quick NBA story for guys like me, Lonzo Ball.
Good for
after
Lonzo.
After like 9 years off, is planning to return for the Bulls against the T-Wolves in a preseason game on Wednesday.
Didn't even know he was still in the league.
I did not either.
I'm going to throw this at you, dude.
Now that Tony is in eye distance from me now, I got to watch what I say.
Yes.
I'm
going to have to take you to emergency after the show most days, I have a feeling.
All right.
Chris versus the fans.
Yeah. Yes.
Let's get the break. Chris versus the fans on the other side.
833-288-0973.
Woo!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.